Welcome to the 23rd episode of the Customer Ed Nuggets podcast series. I'm your host, independent learning tech analyst, John Lay of Talented Learning. And today I'm thrilled to welcome back guest expert Nick Erickson, Chief Product Officer of Eureka's LMS, for another insightful conversation about customer advocacy. Nick, it's great to have you here again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, John. Looking forward to it.
Okay, listeners, let's jump right in. On this podcast, we take complex topics in customer education and we make them simple. In our last episode, episode 22, Nick and I talked about all the reasons of why you would want a customer advocacy program. Because as you know, the customer lifecycle starts in like the marketing, the pre-sales phase, and then it enters into the onboarding phase and then the ongoing support phase of your customer. And then the final phase of that circle is customer advocacy, of really getting your customers to speak out on your behalf to drive new business and attract new clients. And so in episode 22, we talked about why you want one. Today, Nick and I are really going to focus in on the mistakes that you want to avoid, because just because you want to have a customer advocacy program doesn't mean you're going to do it right. And so today we're going to talk about the key mistakes people make and really the reverse of that, of what to do right to ensure that your customer advocacy program hits the ground running and provides the type of results that you want. So with that in mind, we'll start off with our guest expert, Nick. Why don't you give us the number one reason, rather the number one mistake to avoid when developing your customer advocacy program? And I'll take the second.
I think that the lack of clear goals is one of the most important parts. Because that's where it all starts and everything basically builds out from there. So you have to think of this like any other type of product or a project that you want to engage in from a marketing perspective, for example. Then you would plan this out and you know what you want to do. You know what it is that you expect to get out at the other end, you know, so you have some outcomes. A program for advocacy is exactly the same. So you have to evaluate what it is that it will bring you. For example, a lot of organizations today need reviews on sites, you know, as one of those things that come out of it. So it's they also need leads. If it's bigger projects, then, you know, if your clients want to talk to other clients, then you need to know who you can send them to, you know, for the various types of talks that you need to have, or they need to have, with the potential new leads and clients. So you need to identify those elements, and you need to also identify what those clients would want out of this at the other end. So of course they're happy, but you are giving them something back, you know, as part of this as well.
That's great. That's great. Thanks, Nick. I think the second one, what I think is one of the biggest ones, is don't overload your advocates. And this is really common in the LMS industry. Every buyer, they're going to spend $200,000, $400,000, $1 million. They want to talk to some other customers that are using the solution. And so organizations typically find their ringers, their customers that are happy to take these reference calls, and they overwork them. And the reason they overwork them is that there's not enough referenceable clients, because being a reference is a commitment that your customers have to take to be your advocate. They have to take time, uncompensated time away from their job to help you succeed. And so the way to avoid overloading your advocates is when you're developing your advocacy program, it's got to be broad-based and inclusive. And you can't just rely on one or two, but you have to try to develop dozens and dozens of these advocates, because guess what? If you have advocates, that means you have strong customer success and you're doing something right. And so it's just a natural extension of good customer success. So developing a program where you have round robins and you spread these references around, for example, is a great way not to overwork your customers and your advocates in general. Nick, how about number three?
An advocacy program and having someone at the other end doing it for you, either that is talking to clients, writing, you know, testimonials, yep, or whatever it is that you need them to do, or doing case studies, as we talked about in one of the previous ones, where we also have, you know, our clients built into it. But you can't treat organizations and the people in there the same, You can't assume that they want the same kind of feedback or benefits coming back to them for doing this, because their preposition and their organization is different. They also have different positions in there in that organization. So you need to be able to identify what it is that would actually feedback something, which could be, for example, like we also discussed in the previous episode, so things are connected, would be, impact on the roadmap. So you are addressing this kind of thing. Some of your advocates would like to have this influence as part of it. And if that's what they would benefit from, then that's what you give them.
All right, I'll take number four. And this is at Talented Learning. This is all we focus on is developing metrics and then measuring yourself against those metrics so you know whether you're successful or not. So sure, you start off with the goals as clear goals, as you mentioned. But at the end of the day, you got to have a line in the sand on what are we doing now? How does that look different? Are we moving in the right direction? So in addition to clear goals, it's really setting up that metrics program of what it is you're going to measure, where that data is coming from, where you're at right now, and projecting where you want to go and why, and then regularly measuring to see how you're achieving that so that you can make course corrections along the way. So with any program in extended enterprise learning, measurement is the critical environment. If you start off with a business goal and what you're trying to solve, then there has to be a measurement that you can see whether you're successful or not. And setting that up in your advocacy program is paramount. Well, there you have it, folks. We had quite a quick 10 minutes here on some of the reasons or some of the mistakes you definitely want to avoid. It's lack of clear goals, not personalizing the program, forgetting to refresh the program, not putting in a serious metric program so that you know and can measure your success. And finally, don't overwork your advocates. They're doing it on your behalf out of the kindness of their hearts, so you can't overwork them. You have to work in partnership with them. In the link below in the description, we have a link to the post where we have another five and expand on some of these ideas. So I encourage you to go look for that. If you need some help in finding the right learning system, you can navigate to talentedlearning.com and you can book a free LMS consult with me and I'll lend you a hand. Well, there you have it, folks. Have a great day and we'll see you on the next Customer Ed Nuggets podcast. You can find more of our fiercely independent content at talentedlearning.com.